Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Disney Grown Up is recorded in the Greater Brisbane area, Queensland, Australia. We would like to acknowledge that this land is the custodial land of the oldest living civilization in the world. We would like to acknowledge our first peoples and their elders, past, present, and emerging, for they hold the hopes, dreams, traditions, and cultures of Aboriginal Australia.
Hello.
I'm Stacey.
And I'm Georgina.
And together we're Disney Grown Up. Hello.
Hello.
We have not done a watch with me in quite a while.
Long, long time.
A long time. Because the last one we did, I think, was Pocahontas. And you weren't
even
here.
I wasn't even here.
Because you were off being in a show.
A fairy godmother.
Rude.
As a true Disney fan would be. Just saying.
And that was last year.
Was it? No. Yes.
Yeah.
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 Oh.
That was the 2019. So it's been a while since we've done a Watch With Me episode. Yeah. So, I mean, today I feel is going to be interesting.
Who knows what will happen? We'll see.
So today I've convinced Georgina that we need to watch Robin Hood.
Yes.
It is a favourite of the podcast.
We've talked about it a lot. I may or may not have seen it in full yet still. So we thought probably since we keep bringing it up.
It's time.
Maybe it's time I watch it.
It's time. I mean, yeah, we debated a few, but we have mentioned it quite a few times. So it's time. So you're going to get a very seasoned reaction.
Yep.
And then a possibly first time reaction.
I don't know. Maybe I'll watch it and be like, oh, yeah, I remember this. I doubt it, but we'll see. So a bit of a wild card on this end. We don't know what's going to happen.
It is. So, yeah, have fun. Join us. So we are watching it on Disney Plus.
Yes.
I do have it on DVD somewhere, but I couldn't be bothered.
Nah, Disney Plus
is
the way.
So we're watching on Disney Plus. It's on the screen. It's like the play button is highlighted.
We're ready to go.
We don't have any snacks because we have already had some toasted sandwiches.
We have.
So this is snack free. So you don't have to listen to me chewing.
There won't be any crunching sounds.
No crunching. You're welcome. So we're about to start it. So if you're watching along with us, get your button ready because we are going to start in 3, 2, 1, go.
Here we go.
Here we go. All that loading screen.
Oh.
Here we go.
Oh.
Oh, yes, because this is in the day.
When it was.
Because we're just loading the what do you call it?
Credits?
Credits. Where the credits are.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Are they? No.
Title sequence? What would you call it? What would one call it?
Yes. Beautiful.
There's a book.
Oh, I love the old book start.
Oh, we have to read it ourselves. I was waiting for the narration and no. Oh, I mean, no, I'm already out. Oh, the page didn't turn. It just goes with the white instead.
Also, I love how in here Robin Hood is a dude.
Yeah.
Like a man.
And then he just turns into an animal.
Now, I do have the subtitles on. Would you like me to turn them
on? No, we can have the subtitles on. I might not be able to follow it otherwise.
Look,
who knows?
I am an old lady and I now have closed captions on everything that I watch.
For all, yeah. All things.
The other day we were watching a movie and we're like, oh, it doesn't have closed captions. And
oh. I like how they've got Prince John a lion, just in case you didn't know what animal he was. So a snake? Who would have thought?
So we do have the opening.
I mean,
credits.
It's giving a bit of an intro. Robin Hood, a fox made merry, a vixen.
A vixen.
If you know what I mean. It's a lot of eyelash fluttering for an introduction.
That's what I want in an introduction.
Exactly.
I thought the screen froze then. It didn't, though, because the music had kept going.
Yeah. Friar Tucker Badger. He doesn't really look very badgery.
Maybe that's why they labelled them, because yeah, some of them don't look quite like
Lady Cluck, a chicken. That's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, wolf. Wolf.
We all know how Georgina feels about wolves.
It's not good. Vultures.
Well, that's good because he's a bad guy, so you're not meant to like
him. All wolves are. There is no good wolves. It's just
I'm
not
sure
possible.
We could find a good wolf.
Nope. Name I'm one. Write name
a,
one.
I'm going to write a story
none.
About it.
There's none. There's wolf. No good wolves.
And I'm going to dedicate it to you. A children's book about a good wolf. And I'm dedicated
maybe it'll
to
help
Georgina.
Me overcome my trauma. That's what I needed, a positive wolf representation. But all you see of wolves is negative, 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 negative. I'm loving that the elephants are walking by and they've got the flags like on their trunk. That's like a little flagpole.
It's classic. They're also walking on their hind legs for some reason.
Yeah.
I mean, why not? Well, all of them are,
you
seemingly.
Know,
oh, because
if these can
be, like,
play instruments.
Rather yeah. than animals.
Oh, I'm liking that. Look at that turtle. He's pretty cool.
Mate, who can be mad at a turtle?
Turtle. He's got glasses on. He's keeping up the pace with everyone else. And we know how hard that is for turtles to do. All right, I think we get it now. There's animals.
Oh, ambush. Setting up the story, you know, and the times. There's poor people. Life's not great for them. They're being victimized.
Oh,
by
these rhinos are very angry.
Their eyes are like...
Oh, turtle's gone into a shell. Good defensive mechanism. Good play.
I mean, that is the trait that you would want at this time, to have a...
Well, if you've got to escape in arrows,
shield.
Boom.
Boom.
In the shell. Win. Oh, these owls look sad. The crocodile's angry. There's a lot of dynamics that are being established right now.
Oh, yeah. We are learning very early on who's good, who's bad.
Who's good,
bad. Here we go.
Okay. Again, the book's kind of there, but it's not...
Like, I kind of like not really reading sitting.
It. Yeah.
Oh,
Alan Dale.
I like how he's educating us what a minstrel is.
Yeah. I'm just trying to, like, the way he's using his feathers, though, to play the lute, I don't know if that logistically is possible.
Don't think about it. Just embrace it. Oh, this song is such a banger.
I have watched this song because you said how much you liked it.
It just, the music fits so well. That, like, folk tune.
I mean,
kinda.
Yeah, it's all right. And that's all I'm hearing.
And it furthers a story. This is actually a musical right now.
It's just right now? Just right now.
It's a very narrative song.
I mean, yes.
Rather than,
I'm
like,
not arguing that it isn't.
Your Little Mermaid part of your world kind of. Like,
we know then that
narration.
She wants to be part of your world.
I know that. But what I'm saying is, like, it's a different type
a lot
of song,
is happening.
Okay?
A lot is happening in this one song. It's setting the scene.
It's perfect. Look at them scamper away.
Oh, too many chances, Robin.
See, look at that swagger. And he's got an arrow in his hat.
The arrow on the hat.
Oh.
It's not a candle on a cake.
What a scamp.
That's a good saying. Oh, well, it's not a candle on a cake, if you know what I mean. That's what I'm going to say when things are what they seem. Oh, that got dark. New humor.
Oh, it's very dark, this movie.
Yeah. Oh, he's ruining his hat and he's only got one. How is his hat fixed then?
Just don't, just embrace it.
It's not a candle and a cake, if you, you know what I mean.
See, this has got that same scratchy-ish feel like the 101 Dalmatians had in that animation, because it's that, like, quick copy version.
Yeah.
But I like it in this
I
movie.
Like it. I feel like...
It adds to the atmosphere.
Because they've set it as that kind of, like, it's a storybook kind of vibe, like, I don't mind it.
And I think because they're a bit like the outlaws, they're a bit rough. Like it works.
Rough and
this.
Ready.
Whereas I don't like it so much in Dalmatians because it's set in beautiful, like Paris, and it's like all lovely and it just doesn't quite.
It's just the tone isn't as fit. Oh, we got a parade. I love a good parade scene. That carriage is pretty pimping. Oh, here we go.
Well, very royal colours, purples,
very regal.
Pinks, blues.
Again, those rhinos look real demonic angry. And I mean, it's a parade. It's a parade. You should be at least trying to give a bit of flair to your walk.
I don't think it's a parade so much as it is a caravan. Like they're traveling more so than... I mean, they are kind of exuberant because that's Prince John. Just misappropriating funds right there.
Well, I mean, true. That hat on that snake is doing everything for me. Just look at it. And the fact that he's got a little cape, like no arms. But the snake's like, what should I wear? Boom. Cape elbow length cape. Nottingham, here we go.
Oh, I love Prince John's.
His voice is so good.
Whoever his voice actor is made some really good choices.
Who was it? It came up at the beginning and I was like, oh, that guy. I'll do some research whilst we're watching.
Don't ever do it.
Don't ever do it.
And the crown not fitting his head. So good. It's because so he doesn't have the mane.
Yeah. Power!
Ah. Like he's like, forgive me, a cruel chuckle. Like he refers to his own laugh
he
as
knows
a cruel
it's a cruel
chuckle.
Chuckle. He knows it is.
Oh. Now Hugo is here today. He's should be sleeping, but he's like,
he's
no.
Decided no.
So at any point I should be handed a child by my lovely husband who is secretly watching behind us. I see him.
You'll
watching.
Know. You'll know. Why can't I find his voice? Oh. Peter Ustinov.
Oh, yeah? Good.
Does that mean nothing to you?
It means nothing to me. But that's fine.
Peter Ustinov.
Maybe if I saw his face.
Was, well, Peter Ustinov was in Murder on the Orient Express.
Oh, why in the lead was that?
You know, why don't you know? He did a bunch of stuff. I'm trying to look at what else he did. He played Hercule Poirot for a long time.
Oh.
On TV movies.
Like the best one.
Well, he's no David Suchet.
Yeah, no,
but
that's
the old one before that. I'll get
show
you
me his
a,
face. Show me his face.
I'll get you a visual.
Hugo is really, really loud. I don't know if you can hear him.
If you can.
But he is having a great time across the room. Oh, wasn't he Harry Potter Dursley?
No. Ustinov died in 2004.
I have no idea what's happening, obviously.
No.
Anyway, power to him. He made good choices in this movie.
He made a good choice.
Oh, I love a bit of drag in a kid's movie.
Yeah, no.
You're missing the drag scene.
Oh, I'm watching it. It's just not riveting me.
Look
but that's
little
fine.
John with that beautiful blonde mop.
I mean, I'm loving their headscarves. Like, they've tied them really well.
They have.
For someone who may not be used to wearing a headscarf. Like they've
he knows his way around.
He knows his way around, if you know what I mean.
So he just embraces it. That's why.
Before royalty. He's an actor at heart. We all know.
All those red-eyed rhinos.
I like how he's like just lifted up his dress, full bloomer, to like be like, come here.
Showing off a bit of that ankle.
Yeah.
He knows what gets the fellas going.
They may be bandits.
Female
bandits. Poppycock. Oh, there's rings on the hands. I see what's going on down.
Eyeshadow.
I was just going to say that.
It's a couple of continuity errors that I've already picked up on, but
you know.
Again.
Oh,
that's violent.
He's full on like choked out the snake.
That snake's going to be dead right there.
That would be, if you tied a snake in a knot, it would die.
Well,
you'd snap its back.
Well. If he did that as tightly as
He had done.
Yes, correct.
I mean, obviously, he's an animated snake. It's a little different. for comic effect, but whatever. Mm-hmm. I still don't agree with it. What if people out there go out and try and tie snakes?
Mm.
After watching this, be like, you've hissed your last hiss. Boom.
Correct.
Oh. Ooh. Look. I like their psychic trickery. Smart.
He knows. It's all about he that knows. Mind, you know.
Yeah. The razzle dazzle.
The razzle dazzle.
Oh.
Do that distraction.
Oh, well. Oh, Dulali. Did they say that all the time?
Yes.
Is that a repeated phrase?
Is heavily used in this film. Which I feel like I need to work it into my,
yeah,
you know,
oh, Dulali. Underused terminology these days.
It is.
Yes, yes. I'm loving his voice. It's I'm living so for good. It. I'm living for this.
Oh. I also love that he's just wearing sandals. Like plain,
plain old strappy sandal number.
I knew my name.
Down. Oh, they've got it. They've got the gold.
Got it.
Mumbling, closed caption.
When you rewatch a movie from your childhood, because there's certain patterns in the dialogue that I know where he's like down, 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 and history,
yeah.
Of course. Like my mind was kind of like doing it with it.
Yeah, when you're like,
it's like these little melodies little that reprieve, you remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
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 Ooh.
Oh, Dulali.
It's such a versatile expression. It's
it can be used for everything. Positive, used, like, negative, you know? Fearful, excited.
Just so adaptable. Oh.
Smart thinking, though. Like, he saw all the locks. He's like, oh, I'll just cut a hole in the bottom.
Yeah.
Nice. It's suspended in the
air.
He's
nothing if not, you know.
Oh. There you go. Oh. That rhino wasn't as evil as the others, clearly. He's got heart.
Oh
no.
It's rule number one. Always watch where you're going when you're running away with
coordinate your actions.
Money. I like how he hasn't like even noticed.
Yeah, he comes out in his
underwear
long johns and he's like, oh wait, now I register I've been robbed. Oh Dulali. We should do an Oh Dulali tally.
We should.
Oh we've
Oh.
We'd have at least 20 by now, surely.
All right, we're 14 minutes and 30 seconds in.
And we're at 14.
All right. Let's try. Let's try.
Let's see how we go.
From now.
Oh. Oh, he lost his hat. Oh, he got it back. It's all right.
Not the hat.
Not the hat. Oh.
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 Foreshadowing. It's foreshadowing there. What a dirty thumb.
Why would you write that in? But all right.
Why wouldn't you? I mean, look at the laugh it just got.
Dirty thumb. I'm not laughing with it. I'm laughing at it. Right on robbing the rich. Oh.
Same.
Oh,
sad little.
This is. They do look very sad.
Mm.
I feel
it. All the shops are closed up.
Oh no, wolf.
Yeah.
Oh, so we got a song.
Ducks is due. And see, he's parodying one of their songs for his own evil
deeds. Oh,
rude. Oh,
no.
Scheming. Oh, look at that lovely little perspective we can see in there.
Oh. Otto, shush. God.
Oh, be man. Subtle. I remember getting to this part as a kid and I was getting so anxious because I'm like, but the sheriff is
he's coming! Oh, no, he's at the door. I don't know what accent I expected this wolf sheriff to have.
100%. Isn't this? I don't know how to process it in my brain. Like, my brain's not dealing with it well.
Yeah. Again, it's a really interesting choice. But then you kind of, lean into it.
I don't know. I expected him, a deep villain's voice.
Mm.
And he's got not that.
Or maybe that's the whole part of his terror. That he's
like a southern.
Doesn't sound evil.
Oh.
Oh, look at that.
Oh.
Rude.
Oh, on the leg.
See? Oh.
I can't deal with it.
Prince John Sand. Nah.
I'm trying to think of what he sounds like, but I can't even.
Cletus, slack jaw, yokel.
Some folk will never eat a skunk, then a gun, some folk will. That's what it sounds like. Yes. If Cletus the slack jaw local was a wolf, that would be him.
What? The slack jawed yokel.
I was just being Cletus for a second. You just get.
Oh.
Oh.
Look at this.
Is he going to take his present?
Mate, he's a wolf.
We all know what that means.
And his little voice.
Oh.
Yep. Dirty.
Have you no heart?
On that little tear.
Oh. With a woman.
That
rabbit's
dude.
Tears.
Arms. I'll do this dirty trick.
Oh, sneaky like a snake.
He's sneaky like a snake.
It is a dirty trick.
Oh.
Oh, is there more to meet the eye?
Maybe.
There might be.
I mean, maybe Robin Hood just wanted to be an actor.
I feel like that was his first passion and calling.
And then just through circumstances, he's like, how am I going to do this?
How can I interweave my theatrical personality and costumes that I already have into a profitable life? And he's like, I got it.
I mean, it's the greatest performance of his life,
exactly.
Really.
And thus, Robin Hood was born.
Oh, little animated.
So does it mean that if he says he's 7 going on 8, but it's his birthday, is he 7? Has he just turned 7 or is he about
is
to turn
confusing.
8?
I think they forgot that it was his birthday. Unless he just turned 7 and he's like, well, you know how kids are always looking at the next birthday?
Well, my sister would always say, so if she had just turned 7, she would say, I'm in my 8th year of life. And so we then sometimes would forget.
That's a very precocious way of saying.
What year, how old she is. Because we'd always think she's a year older.
I'm in my 8th year of life.
Well, I mean, maybe not then, when she was a bit older.
Yeah.
But that's how she would always phrase her birthdays.
It's very odd.
Odalale! That's number one.
Right, it's on the list.
On my birthday. See, they know it's his birthday.
Very cool.
There you go. Anyway. Oh, what a saint, Robin Hood, you know?
See, how can you not fall in love with him?
Well, I mean.
Dashing, handsome,
he's
kind.
Also a fox.
He's a fox.
I mean, you know.
I mean.
Oh, turtle. I was wondering if he'd come back into it.
Of course.
Oh.
And listen to his voice.
Oh, that's now that's a voice that matches an animal.
Yeah. I think it's that long neck because he kind of looks like a little old man, but he's not. He's a child.
Yeah.
You're pointing too high.
Oh.
They did a really good job.
I don't know if he would. That's
Yeah, look accurate. At them all like, ooh.
Oh, no, yeah, done it.
Oh, no.
I like how they're like his backyard, like not his castle, but nah, it's in the backyard.
Oh, man. There's something about children and children's movies, like they're just extra sweet.
I love it. Love it. Oh, he's gone through the gate. The oath. What's the oath? Okay. Aww. Hand on your heart, cross your eyes.
Snakes
in a lizard's head.
Yeah, mate.
My tattletale. I'll die till I'm dead.
Again, see?
Oh, like, that's quality.
The perfect children's oath right there.
That's... Oof. I don't know why I didn't make my friends all swear that oath. If I had watched this movie, I think I'd be a different person today.
Then you would know. I also really love her voice.
Now, again, that's a voice that fits.
She reminds me of Sister Act. What, the nun?
Which one? I can't remember. They're all nuns.
I don't know. The one who's got the, like, Whoopi the really, Goldberg? The soprano one. The one that's always, like, really strong. It's Sister Act 2, sorry, I'm talking about.
Oh, well, all right.
Well, I guess it actually knows either one. The one who's, like, really, like, all the time. You know the one I'm talking about.
I kind of know who you're talking about.
The soprano one, who's got the really big voice.
Yeah, but I can't tell you I know who that is.
Anyway, no.
Oh.
Also, like, wouldn't you notice an arrow coming and hitting the ground?
Oh, a body we body.
She's so great.
Robin Hood. Only Robin Hood wears that hat.
That's it. He's
the only one. It's patent a custom-made, patent pending, trademark.
We have to have an identity.
You have to have a
look.
Style. Like, his has got his hat. It's his branding. Better believe that that's patented.
You got to have branding.
Yeah. It's all about the image. Oh, she's ushering them in.
How's?
Marion.
Marion. So cute.
I don't know how that turtle fit in. That turtle would not have fitted
through
there.
I'm pretty sure those bars is like
just like
melted.
Disappears. He's a magic turtle. Oh.
No.
No, bold. Bold. Straight up. See, asking the important questions.
I mean, this is beautiful. What's the word for it? Exposition.
Mm.
Through children.
Through children.
Beautiful.
Did he ever kiss you? Oh, straight up. Oh, initial carving.
I like how it's MM, like her first name is
Maid. Is Maid Marian.
Amazing. Oh, the baby. Hello. Hello, darling.
Hugo has joined.
Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Prince John.
What'd you just... I'm trying to get around the microphone. It's just it's not the easiest thing.
Oh. This Lady Cluck is
she's
so
great.
Far MVP. Death to tyrants.
Well, I mean, fair. That's what they deserve.
Yeah. Oh, ooh. He full on whacked her leg.
Well, all fair in love and war.
Well, that's true. Right. These kids are great.
They are great. And well voice acted.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how they, well, unless they're adults, but they did a really good job.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
I like how he's so concerned, like, oh, did I really hurt you?
But did I really kill you? Oh, no. A brave and impetuous.
That's a good word.
But would you expect a child to know the word impetuous?
It's word educating.
Well, that's true.
Use the context, you know?
Well, that's true.
Oh, kiss.
That's sissy stuff.
Yes. Oh, darling.
Oh. There, she kissed the child. I mean, I don't know how I feel about, again, consent was lacking, but that's fine.
Like how they're all laughing at him.
Like, she kissed you. Cooties.
Hey, it's good fun.
All in good fun. Well, that was a hoot, that scene.
Oh.
A plus.
Good time. Some good. And again, this is like, let's further the story. It's cute, but it's not like.
Oh, we're dancing in the bedroom now.
Well, because she's thinking about Robin.
Oh. How impetuous he is. It's a grand thing.
Look at that. She's even knitting with her.
I like her outfit as well.
Maid Marian?
You made Marian.
Yeah.
It feels right to the time period.
It does. I think it's
elegant but not too glitzy.
Mm.
I just feel like it's right.
It is one of the better designs, I think, for accuracy to the period. Oh, we all know Disney likes to, take liberties.
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby, come on. Hugo keeps hitting the mic, so apologies if that's coming through.
Oh.
Hey.
I know Hugo's concerned as well.
Oh.
What if he has forgotten?
What if? Oh, here we go. Daydreaming.
Mm, he's humming a song.
Mm-hmm.
Lover boy.
I love Little John's apron here.
Yeah.
It's just blue. I don't even hate that it's just blue recolored. Like, yeah.
Yeah. It works.
Like,
whip on an apron, different man.
Same voice, pretty much same design, shove a hat on it, boom.
Oh, he's burnt the food. Oh. He's burning the chow. Oh, we all know you were thinking about Maid Marian, Robin. It's not a secret. You're not that subtle, man. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
Robin.
You do.
Because it's you, mate, any girl.
Oh. Robbie.
I like how they call each other Robbie and Johnny.
Yeah. Sweep her off the feet. Oh, grand gesture, you know.
Oh, sweetie. What are we being whingy?
No, you can't cook.
You've just put water in a burnt meal.
Yeah.
That's not going to fix it.
Oh, no, he's putting a bit of something in there.
Good.
Oh.
I love his design. It's just so well done.
Yeah.
Those eyebrows.
Well, someday you'll be a great hero.
Yeah.
Will he, though? We may never know.
Of course he will. He's got a familiar voice, too, Frytuck.
Yeah. There's going to be a to-do.
Again, this is a time where people were chosen for their acting rather than for their name.
Yeah.
You know? And so the voices are just...
The
fun
voice acting is something different in these old ones.
I mean, not to say that voice acting nowadays is bad, but there's just something special about this time where there were voice actors rather than just actors doing voice acting.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Maid Marian.
Maid Marian. And also when you think about again, how all these voice actors did so many different roles.
Yeah.
And they're not just the same in everything. They're very distinct.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, Bobby.
Oh. His greatest performance.
Oh,
hat back on the head.
Oh, Bob.
Back on the head. Oh, the elephants are playing their own trumpets. Says trumpets. Okay.
Quality.
Oh.
Here's what you've got, you know.
Oh. Hippo looks unimpressed.
Well, would you be impressed, you know, being next to that all day?
Well, no. I think you're right. Oh, they're in the parade, the little ones.
Oh, dear.
Oh. His has got a different coloured cape on now.
Well, you know. Can't just wear the same. It's got a, you know. Mold.
It's his festival blues.
Oh, dude.
Whoa. I mean, and that is historically accurate too, so.
Correct.
You couldn't have been higher than the king.
Correct. Oh, Bob.
Revenge. Oh, yeah, don't announce your plans. See, Hiss has got some head, like some brains, a head on his shoulders.
He definitely is the thinker.
Yeah.
Oh, Bobby. Oh.
Insolent blackguard. Good. There's a lot of good, like, slurs in here of, yes. Like, upon your character.
And really
scurrilous scroungel. Oh,
it's really interesting language. It's not dumbed down.
Yeah.
Like they haven't gone, oh, we're not going to use impetuous. We're going to use a different word. Like they're using really good.
Good language. Dialogue, yeah.
Interesting.
Oh, this poor Hiss is getting put through the ringer.
It's very mistreated.
He is. Oh, how is she going to recognize him? Well, all right.
Wow.
Oh, he's on stilts. Again, another performance skill. Bushel britches.
Perfect. See, and look at this disguise. Oh.
So smart, because to disguise your legs.
Yes.
Who thinks of that? Oh, that is
Robin
smart.
Hood does.
That is smart. I still can't with his voice, though. I just can't.
So good.
Oh.
Matthew. Can you come take a child, please? Thank you. All right. The head man.
The head man. Little bit of flattery.
Poor little darling. Oh.
Pujo.
He's very easily...
Put it on my luggage.
Oh. I like how he's very easily distracted by flattery. Like, as long as someone tells him how pretty he is, he's like, I'm good.
Yeah. Drink of chutney.
Look at his belly hanging out of his shirt. Oh,
so yeah, good. And the buttons pulling, like, it clearly does not fit. Oh, just the PJ. It's got me.
Also, I love that he's higher than Prince John.
Yeah.
But not mentioned.
Because they're buddies now.
Yeah, right. Besties. I love that he also
Snickers.
Carries a little mirror around so he can just...
Just checking myself out.
Check the outfit.
Just make sure I'm on point. Oh. Oh, poor Hiss.
Be gone.
Long one. Again, an insult, but somehow not, but somehow yes.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Rooster's in. Oh. Elephant trumpets again. Burp, 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 burp. parade. See, I'm seeing all these parade elements that we saw in the opening credits being repeated now.
So you're setting up the story.
Yeah, see, now I see.
Again, is that like recycled?
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you can see it where it jumps and it's kind of like recycled stuff, which is fine. Got to do what you got to do, you know?
How did he get his head in that balloon and then tie it around his neck?
He's a very wily snake.
Look at that. Oh. But I mean, if he...
Don't argue the science. Just embrace it. Just embrace it.
Just embrace it. Okay, Marion's in. She's up. His is still floating around in a balloon. Nice and subtle that way, you know?
Oh, yeah.
When you're a snake balloon, no one gives you a second look.
Exactly.
Oh, again, the acting chops are coming out.
Oh. Lovely lady like yourself.
Oh, she knows. Oh, she, the eyes, eyes pan back forth.
Flirty.
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh, golden arrow.
Oh. Oh, that was a terrifying voice, but...
I've heard that voice.
But again, fitting for that crocodile. Mm. Like, I feel it from him.
No, perfect. Perfect.
Oh.
But I have heard that voice.
Somewhere before.
Yeah. I can't place it, but...
There's a lot of very average archers in that round, but anyway.
Oh. Well, see, that one can't see.
He can't even see. Put a hair clip in, you know? That guy's got his hat over his eyes. Surely. Oh. Oh, it's his dad. Turtle dad.
That's nice. Turtle dad.
Oh. There's some booing.
Look at them booing them when they're back.
Boo. Yeah. Boo.
Be better.
Oh. I like how his arrow was just, like, sewn back together.
Well, I mean... You need to be sustainable.
Exactly. You only have so many arrows.
Repurpose, recycle.
There's only so many trees in a forest.
Exactly. Man, he's really leaning in, isn't he?
Yeah.
Really leaning into
he's
that character.
Really. I'm tip top, all right?
Right.
Oh.
See, he really is like... He's getting cocky now.
He's getting cocky.
Very confident of his skills.
Pride cometh before a fool, as I always say.
So why is he trying to sweeten up to the sheriff? You should stay away.
Yeah.
Milo. No.
No.
Look at him.
Oh.
Oh, see.
Oh, he's getting too cocky now.
Yeah.
Hisses on it. Hisses on it. I'm loving this snake balloon transportation.
I mean, it's very effective.
Yeah.
Hey.
Also, like, who sat there and thought, how are we going to get Hiss around in this scene?
Balloon.
Bow him up in a balloon, then he can use his tail as a propeller. Done. I got it.
Done. It's like a blimp?
Like a yeah.
Blimp. Snake blimp.
Snake blimp. Oh, sheriff is boos.
Boo.
Why would you? I don't think you'd openly boo the sheriff.
I don't think you would either.
Oh, from Devonshire. Okay.
Did he actually have a name or did they just call him the spindle-legged stork?
Spindle-legged stork.
Love it. Love it. Oh, yeah. Oh, so even Prince John, an idiot, uses words like coincidentally.
Coincidentally.
I love it. I love it.
Okay. Nazi. bird brain and he's a bird. Get it?
Oh, outright
cheating.
Oh,
what's he meant to do? Oh.
Oh.
Oh. I mean, but that wasn't even subtle.
I know. Well, I guess
just slipped up.
He's the sheriff, so they can't really be like, you cheated.
Well, that's true. Okay, here we go. Oh, I thought he was going to whack him between the legs. I thought that was going to be a very different. Oh, the old hit the arrow with the arrow. And then boom, split the other arrow. Oh,
he knows how to entertain.
He knows physics. And that, you know, the physics of that. Difficult, yet he's mastered it. And you've got to give him that.
Just another reason to love old Robin Hood.
Robin Hood. I also enjoy that his bow is like clearly like a tree branch. Like it's not like a fancy
refined
bow.
And all the arrows
are
like twigs.
I actually really like that. Oh, rhinos are coming out.
Oh, look at them all surrounding him. Fruitful
Robin,
boating,
watch
that, like,
out.
Screen of
I wouldn't come up against a screen of rhinos.
Also, how do they do? See his tongue and the beak?
Yeah.
Is like a very bird tongue?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's a very.
I don't think the costume. Yeah. I don't know if the latex technology had been involved. You know. Oh. I give it to him for the dramatic reveal. Like,
it's a good moment.
Yeah.
Also, the fact that he was so accurate with his arrows while on stilts. Very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. And standing on two legs, which, you know, foxes normally are a four-legged creature.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't know where you were going with that. You're like, and standing on two legs, like one generally stands on two legs.
But he's a, like, but he is a fox.
Yes, no, I understand.
Yeah,
I understand.
Got me now.
Yeah.
Oh, the eye contact.
There's a lot of tears in this movie.
There is a lot. I love you more than life itself. What a bold statement.
Oh, such a good vocal performance.
Yeah. Traitor to the crown.
Oh. It's gone political.
He's starting a chant. Off with his head.
Oh, the lally.
Oh, the lally, lally, lay. Ooh, ooh.
I like how they're just going to do it.
Just
he's
right there.
He's got the axe ready to go.
Yeah. He's just got his executioner on hand at all times.
Well, I mean, you never know when you need a little sneaky petting.
Oh. Oh. Oh, that voice.
It's such a great choice. Is it a really weird choice? But I love
don't
it.
I don't know.
I love it. I love it.
Oh.
But again, all the voices are incredibly distinct. like I could close my eyes and listen to this and I would know
who is talking.
Individual character.
Oh.
You know.
Released. Oh.
Oh. Robin, run away. What are you
doing? Yeah, I mean, like, now's not really the time.
It's not the time.
Why would you waste your time with a kiss? Like, mate, just get out of there.
He's a romantic, all right?
I mean, you know, he's an old softy.
I mean, I did just go, Robin, why aren't you running away? But, I mean, come on.
Oh.
Oh.
Battle sequence. Oh. Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh.
Run away, PJ.
Ooh.
Oh. What is this music?
I like how the barrel is clearly labeled with ale.
Oh.
You know?
No place for a lady, but here I come. Oh.
Oh.
Help! Robin, help!
No, help!
Oh.
I love her voice. Her, like, all the voices are just so great.
Yeah.
I'm just sassing him.
Yeah.
Nah, see, they're made for each other. Look at them.
Yeah.
Joking around while they're under attack.
Whilst they're under attack. getting engaged on the fly.
A true test of a couple is how they react to stress.
Yeah.
And people have different coping mechanisms. So if you don't have similar or complementary reactions to stress, then often it forces you apart because you don't understand the other person's reaction, see?
But here we have.
Perfect example.
Beautiful.
A good, healthy couple who have similar coping mechanisms to stress.
They're six children.
Psychology for you. Six children.
She's there throwing pies.
See, she's not a damsel in distress.
She did call out for help before.
I mean, when you need help, ask for help.
But then she's like, no, I got a truckload of pies. I'm going to get in there.
See, she didn't have any pies available
before. Then that's her speciality for fighting. See? The old pie throw. Oh.
Awesome, the music.
Oh.
It's great.
Oh. Straight into the elephant trumpet turret. Oh.
Scurvy knave. Yes.
Oh.
Just like a fantastic education on medieval terminology.
Yeah.
Oh, look at him go.
Oh.
Look at her go. Oh. How
she's
boss.
The children little kids just cheering like them on. Just one after the other. She's taking them down.
Mate, killing it.
Victory yell. Oh,
so how? Okay, I have some questions about that scene.
I have some follow-ups. Because was
he just like removing her skin to show?
Yeah, her underwear.
She's got bloomers on.
They are bloomers. No. They look like chicken legs.
That match her feather colour.
Okay.
All right.
Because I did think he ripped off her skin there for a second.
I was like, see, that's why it's marked as ale. That's right. I remember.
Yeah, because he gets drunk.
Drunkenness in children's films. It happens a lot.
It does, particularly in Disney. Mm. There is a fair bit of drunkenness. Oh. It's a lot of knots.
That is a lot. Whew. It's not ideal.
Don't think they were regulation Boy Scout knots, but I mean, he did what he needed to do.
Uncomfortable nonetheless.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, we've got a bit of a firefly moment.
Oh.
In the romantic forest.
Beautiful song. We don't have Alan Adale singing this one.
No, this is just, who's this singing?
No.
Woman. Random.
Maybe it's meant to be Maid Marian?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh. Romantic montage.
Oh.
Oh.
Beautiful.
Oh, leaning on a tree in sync. Oh.
Lilies.
Oh. Moonlight on the water. Oh. Reflections in the water.
It's beautiful.
Harmonizing is the subtitle.
I love closed captions. They're the best.
Oh. He's putting a ring on it.
Oh, and he's little glory.
Oh. Oh. A lot of eye contact between these two.
Heavy
switching
eye
from
contact.
Eyes.
Well, that's how you know.
When you look in someone's eyes.
It's the eyes.
Prolonged.
Give it away.
Wide opened fox eye exposure. that's what does it. Ooh, behind the waterfall. Oh, and the other side. Oh, at the campsite. Oh.
Surprise!
Surprise!
I like how they had a skate crash. They're having this obviously very romantic evening, and everyone's like, hey!
Woo!
What's up?
Party time!
We've been watching this whole time!
Scurvy Prince! Oh.
She's really leaning into those R's.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. Mouse dancing. Oh.
See, again. Nothing, John. We're having fun. Oh, see, this is the bit from Snow White. Where
yeah,
they
the dancing.
Dance. Yeah. Phony King of England. So again, exposition, but in a fun way.
Mm. Chuck it in a song.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, puppet show.
Yes. I love this scene. It has such a like frivolity to surviving to through these horrible times.
Oh. You know. Oh. Oh, they lean into the thumb sucking quite a bit.
They're trying to show
that's
you
the
how
real,
childish.
Yeah.
John the worst.
John the worst.
So good.
Oh.
So good.
Oh.
Oh, that cat looks like it belongs in Aristocats. Right,
I was
there.
Just thinking that. I'm like, pretty sure that's the Aristocats cat that's
more.
Been
so
given
that's,
ears to be
Jungle
a bunny.
Book. This is
yeah,
Jungle
this
Book.
Is Jungle Book.
Yep, Jungle Book.
Jungle Book. They're like, we'll chuck this chicken lady in and we won't know.
But it also kind of...
It works.
I mean, I know it's copy and pasting, but it does work. But it also makes you, gives you this like whole like... same universe kind of feel.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, another Snow White.
Yeah.
Because they're all the dwarves.
Yeah. Money bike.
Yep. But fun. What
but
a fun,
fun
scene.
Fun times.
Oh.
You said underwear.
Bulldog. It's always fun when you've seen something a lot to watch the background character, like the extra characters. Hilarious.
Oh, pan back through the waterfall.
Well, look at that. I'd reuse that shot. Look how beautiful it is.
Pretty. Lovely.
I'm showing again their little secret hideaway.
Yeah. If I had a secret hideaway in a forest, I'd go through a waterfall.
Oh. Mate.
Okay.
I mean,
why
that's
would
bold.
It? That's a bold. You're very secure in your it's job if bold. You're singing a song against your boss in front of your boss's advisor.
Well, even they don't like him.
Mm.
Can't be cold.
Oh, ooh. No.
Oh,
sheriff. Oh.
Beautiful. It's a big hit.
It's a big hit. I like how that's his defense. But it's a banger, sir.
But your highness, it's a banger.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Tripling taxes.
Sheriff.
Oh. Well.
Oh, that's depressing.
Yeah. Man, oh man. Oh.
I mean, they do so well in balancing that, like, fun. Like, you have that scene where they're all making fun of the situation, and then, boom, you've got scenes like this where you're like, oh, actually...
Oh.
This is pretty horrible.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, look at him. Aw. This one, they're
straight
all in jail.
To jail. Oh. Oh, no.
He's a musician. He can't pay taxes.
You couldn't. Oh, he's got a chain on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh.
It's ups and downs.
Well, these poor owls have been getting around run.
I think this is the song that gets in my head the most out of all of them, which is interesting.
This one?
Hmm. Look at him. Sad and pathetic.
Oh, not the rabbits.
Look at the thing around her neck, too.
Yeah.
Oh, the turtle.
Little mice there.
Little mice. How, I like how they've got like a range of animal sizes. Oh. He can't even reach the crumb.
They're helping each other. No. Though. Look at them.
Oh, they're going to split it in four. Oh. Poor. Aww. Otto? Was that his name?
Yeah.
Still got that broken leg. It's not good for the health. I mean, good for the healing process to be in jail.
It's not good. It's not good. It's not good conditions.
No.
Oh, also, that some of them have them on their ankle and some have them on their neck.
Yeah.
It's a bit sad.
Well, it depends on what crime you've paid. Crime you've done.
Well, maybe it's a fit. Maybe it's like.
Oh, well, that's true. Because they might not have sizes. All the sizing.
Got to be accommodating, you know?
Yeah. He's like, slap it on there, whatever's got to go.
Mm.
Okay, we've got some church bell ringing.
Yeah, mate. Got to give them hope. Ooh. You know?
Keep that bell ringing.
Yeah. Oh.
How many times do we need to ring the bell?
A few.
I think.
It's in time with the music, see? And then we've got a little organ coming in now.
Oh.
Transitioning.
Sexton, what a name for a church playing, an organ playing church mouse.
Again, they haven't dumbed it down.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah, his name will be that.
See,
no,
helping them know that there's still people out there.
Oh,
no,
she's worried. She's worried.
Yeah.
Empty.
Yeah. Oh, see, this is another moment as a kid where I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it now.
Because
I know what's coming.
Oh, the last farthing.
I also like that because that is a little nod to a Bible story. Where a woman, Jesus asks about who gave more between a Pharisee who gave a lot of money and a woman who gave her last two coins. And it's saying that she gave more because that's all she had.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There we are.
Biblical.
Biblical. Big belly bully.
See?
No!
Ugh.
The last farthing for the poor.
Exasperation.
That was no.
I mean, it
back.
Good on her. Look how tiny she is, and she is gonna stick it to her.
She's like, take that.
Also, how big is that wolf and that badger? If she is that small compared to them,
well, wolves are giant and terrifying, but that badger proportion
is a big badger.
That's a big.
I mean, they did kind of. Over underestimate, you know, sizing here. But that's fine. That's fine.
But, you know. Oh. Maybe badgers. I mean, we don't really have badgers. So maybe they do get to be giant.
I don't think mice are that small compared to badgers.
Well, I wouldn't think so.
I understand.
Why?
But then anyway, they've just. They're like, mice are small. But when you think about it relatively.
Oh, no. Vulture attack.
No. Oh, he's under arrest.
Oh, no. Oh.
And this right is such a neck. Like a pathetic scene where he's like, look at him.
Oh.
So sad. But again, like, it's that whole, like, stand up to injustice and protect the weaker. Yeah. And just, there's so many good things about this film.
There is some nice morals in it, yes.
Yeah.
And well, I mean, that Robin Hood story is always...
Mm.
But they've really lent into it.
Like, all the women here have all stood up for themselves or been very assertive, like that little mouse was. Clucky, whatever her name
Lady
is.
Lady Cluck. Please get her name
Maid
right.
Maid Marian. But they've all been really, like, assertive.
Out and get there. Even the little girls,
funky.
Like the little kids.
Yeah. mean, just great.
Here you go. He's got all his gold. Could think he could buy some nicer shoes, but
right. Come on, mate. Splurge.
Yeah.
That face.
Oh.
No, this is another time to give an opinion.
You've not been yourself. Oh, count your money. That'll help.
Doesn't help me.
Nah.
Because it's always like, ooh.
Oh, he's looking real man. Happy.
I would not be talking to this man if I saw him. I'd be like,
if he's tied me in knots twice before, the past 2 days, I'd be like, I'm out.
No,
I'm
out. This is not the time. This is not the time.
Oh, an idea is brewing.
Oh.
He did say Friar Tuck.
There's a plot.
Oh.
Oh.
No.
Another trap.
Oh. I mean, it is a smart plan.
I mean, it's probably his best idea to
date.
It's
a good plan for him.
Again, reluctant reptile.
Reluctant.
Elusive. Oh, such good words.
Yeah.
Corpulent
clerk. Oh.
Yes.
Ha ha. Oh, ominous. Oh, getting that. Ready for the execution. I still can't take his voice seriously. I can't. I forget. And then
so
he speaks.
Good,
I keep forgetting. And then he speaks again. And I remember it. Oh.
Criminelli.
Oh.
Here we go. And see, this is one of his tricks. Robin Hood used to dress up as an old man.
Yeah.
True to the story.
Yep.
So my dog Sweeney has just crept up on Georgina. He's sat right behind her.
Right. I'm like,
oh, wish you could have seen it. That was great.
It was
reaction.
He stepped on my hair as well. I was like, what's happening?
He's good. He's just having a little sit. That's all right.
Button your beak.
Oh, here we go. Flattery. Good one. I like that the sheriff and Sir Hiss have the same hat taste.
Yeah. But who do you reckon had it first? Oh. Who do you reckon's influenced who?
Well.
Or did they come up with it as a like, we'll have team bad guy hats?
Uniform?
Oh.
Well, I guess.
Have we seen anyone else in a hat like that?
Like maybe the officials of the court have to wear that hat.
Maybe. But it seems too unique just to be a uniform hat, you know?
Well,
I'm on lookout for
like
hats now.
It's a sign of, like, authority.
Because it is quite a fancy hat without being, like, king-level fancy. You know what I mean?
But it's more than just the ordinary.
But see, they have matching hats there.
Yes.
Robin Hood and...
It's quite funny when they're like, only
Robin Hood
wears
that
hat like that.
But see, they've got... I mean, different colours.
Different colours.
Different colours. Different sizes again, but, you know. Could be a solidarity thing.
I don't know what animals those things are. Ferrets or something? But they
Which
look
ones?
Shifty. Or rats or something?
Well, that's a vulture.
Well, I know what that is.
Oh. Which ones are you talking about?
No, the ones that have got the hoods over their eyes and they're always like scampering.
Oh, yeah.
Like a little weasel looking. Weasels, yeah, or rats or ferrets or something.
Show us them again. Come on.
Can you imagine trying to
say? Oh, away, y'all.
Also, it's not 1 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock.
Maybe that was a time jump. Maybe it was a time jump.
Oh.
Oh. See.
There you go. There you go. Oh.
Oh, see, all it's right, a plot right. point. Plot
all
point.
Right, all right. I'm like, that's not right.
Yeah. Okay.
There we go. How can I sleep with you yelling out?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. He's got a feeling in his bones. Old Betsy.
See, the importance of gun safety.
Exactly.
Right.
Or
here.
Crossbow safety.
Crossbow safety, yeah.
Arguably sometimes more important.
Well,
in this time. In this time. In this time.
People.
Keep the safety on.
Well, or just don't carry a weapon around.
If you're not confident on its use.
Why would you ask him to cover for you when he just
shot
an arrow everywhere?
See, he's checking for the safety for old Betsy.
Yeah, see.
Oh, see? He's thought it through.
Learned his lesson.
Yeah.
There you go. I'd forgotten
Smart.
About that bit. See, they're seeing the plot holes.
And they're addressing them.
Addressing them. That's what I want to see.
Oh.
What? There we go.
How are they like, yes, that looks like a vulture when he's got a sock on his nose?
He's in the dark, you know. I can't make him out.
Well,
and right. Look, he's got his walk down.
The walk is
the
accurate.
Little, the little
shuffle. And his voice is good. He's got that voice acting down.
And see, they don't really look at him directly.
No, because they hear the voice and they're like, Nazi, that's you.
Because again, the voice is very distinctive. But
Sandman's a coming.
Oh dear. Poor little Hugo.
Oh.
He's had his vaccinations and he had a big sleep and now won't go to sleep.
Now he won't.
Oh. Matt, you can bring him here. I'll see if I can calm him down.
Mm-hmm.
Poor little darling. He's having a big sook. Do, 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 do.
Oh.
See, Hugo, you should be listening to this lullaby.
Yeah.
This is you.
Listen
you
to the lullaby.
See? You listen to this lullaby and go to sleep.
Jailbreak, jailbreak. Oh, Sweeney. It's in my face now. That's all right.
Hey, dogs, babies.
Dogs and babies. It's all happening here. I don't mind the dog, but when he tries to lick my face, that's the line. And that's where we got to.
Oh, fried
dog.
Four points of...
Because he's a flight risk, clearly.
He's a flight risk.
Oh.
Look at him all.
Oh. Here we go. Jailbreak.
I feel like the broken leg might have switched legs a couple of times.
Yeah.
Can't confirm. Oh, yeah, you get him,
he's
son.
Getting there.
Oh, how come they're in? Oh, I guess because they're raccoons.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that's why. They
I'm
look
like, why aren't they the only
in
ones
the
in the like
uniform? But it's
jail clothing.
It's a raccoon joke.
Sweeney.
Oh,
what's he? Oh,
He's swinging
it. What's he doing? And I'm like, oh yeah, he's going to get
Marion. I don't know if he really could have thrown the grappling hook like that. But again.
Mate, look at him. Skilled.
He can do anything.
Sweeney, leave it.
Sweeney.
Sweeney. You're a rat,
man. I like how he sleeps with his bag of coins.
Oh, wouldn't you?
Yeah, 100%.
Hoard your gold like a little dragon?
Yeah. Sleep on a bed made of gold.
I mean, why have
why
it?
Why wouldn't you?
You know? Oh, it's very elaborate. Oh, that's right. That's right. I remember the scene.
I like his little long bed. That is the foot of his bed.
Look at this system.
Oh, see? Smart conveyor belt.
Right.
A pulley system.
Pulley. Very effective. Get all of that money out.
Simple machine making work easier.
Look. Oh.
Oh.
It's a big sneeze.
Dog sneeze. Oh, hisses onto it.
Look at his little snake bed.
Yeah, I like that snake bed. I have never really thought about how a snake would sleep, but...
Not like that.
No.
I mean, that looks comfortable.
Yeah.
Oh, look
oh
at
he's
Robin
rocking
Hood.
Him back to sleep. Oh,
multitasking.
He's smart. He's a thinker.
See? He'd be a good dad.
Yeah.
See?
He knows,
rock
he knows where
the
it's
baby
at.
With one foot.
Steal gold money. With the other. Providing in two ways.
Matt.
Oh, tax rebate.
Matt. Oh, this Doge. There we go. He's all right now.
Oh,
I just remember, like we've stopped talking because we're like, oh, but there's got to be quiet.
Yeah, I was like, oh, what's happening?
There's a heist.
Oh,
we can't disturb the heist.
those things. What are they? See, I thought they were wolves, like the sheriff.
But they're so much smaller than the sheriff.
Yeah, but maybe they're a pygmy wolf.
Pygmy wolf.
I don't know if there are.
Pygmy wolf.
Pygmy wolves?
Amazing.
But maybe they're wolverines, which are small.
Maybe.
I don't know if that would be my top choice for animating. Be like, oh, yes. Oh, he's going for that final bag. If it was me, I'd just leave that one bag, you know?
Well, look.
Don't you reckon? I think he's getting greedy. Too big for his britches, see?
Perhaps. But, I mean, again, he does. That is his failing.
That is his downfall.
He does get a bit cocky sometimes.
Mm. Guards.
Yeah, see? Oh, there you go. We saw a bit guards. More of them. I think you're right. I think they
I
are
think
meant to be
wolves.
Or like a small dog or something.
Something in that vein.
They
no, no,
I don't
no.
Know, unidentified creature.
They are credited as wolf arrowmen.
Oh, well, there you go.
I know a wolf when I see it. Come on now.
I should never
it's
doubt
just the
you.
Instant fear. Like, it's not, you know, from classification. It's just the feeling I get. Oh, turtle! Oh,
that's right.
Right. He went into a shell.
Shield.
He's fine. Ooh.
Shooting at children.
Oh.
I mean, that is...
Low. Oh.
Something else.
Cute.
Yeah, they
now
do
the little kid thinks
like
he
balls.
Did it. Cute.
Well, you know, bolster him up.
Oh, using the loot as a shield? Smart.
Oh, man, those owls are moving.
Oh, so much going on to process. Get the raccoon
get
in there. Get the raccoon. Drawbridge down.
This ain't no hayride.
Well, don't announce where you're going. Oh, no. How did they leave the little one behind? Wolf archers. Oh. Oh, he's using their own weapons to climb up.
Oh.
They were so close to him. Like, why would you try and shoot an arrow when you could have just grabbed him?
Well,
wolf archers, not smart.
Not smart.
Not so smart. Oh.
Yeah, see there, in that shot, they don't look like wolves.
No, when they've got the full hood on.
Yeah, they look like ferrety something.
Well. Oh, no. Oh, flames. Flame in the castle. Oh. Oh, God.
Flames.
It's gotten real dramatic real quickly.
Oh, man. They know how to build tension.
Oh. The music, it's all happening.
Quite a good adaptation of the traditional story.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Like, these are all events from their story.
So you're just going to stop at these are all events. I'm like, yes,
these
they are.
All of it. No, but it's actually quite a good...
It's all part of the very traditional
tale. It's
like
the Muppets Christmas story where it's actually one of, if not the best adaptations as far as
accuracy to the book.
I have a kid's movie with puppets. Like,
yeah. He's got to make it. Oh, no, the hat.
The hat with the arrow through it.
Oh. Oh, no. La, 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 victory sing.
Well, is that not what you do?
Well, yes. Oh, the tears. A lot of tears in this movie.
Mm.
They're not afraid to cry.
They are not.
He's not going to make it.
No.
The old use the read as a snorkel trick.
I love how he chose that moment to prank.
He's like, now's the time to prank him. Aw, cute.
Aw, so cute.
Twice that far.
Oh.
Oh.
Just should have left it. One more minute.
He should have just, Odalalo. Odalalo. There hasn't been a lot. There was a lot at the beginning. Oh.
That's a lot.
Oh. Oh. So he's sucking his thumb in trying to attack a snake.
Lots of
multitasking
in this movie.
Procrastinating Python.
Aggravating
asp. See, there's a lot of good alliteration in here. Eel in snake's clothing.
Love it.
Oh. Man, 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 man. In case you didn't know, he was mad.
Oh, man. All the stores are open again.
Here we go. The flowers are back.
Oh.
Pardoned by King Richard. Oh.
I love that rather just taking the sign down, they just plastered a new one on top of it.
This is easier. This is easier. King Richard's back.
Look at that. Hey.
Royal rock pile.
Now they're in uniforms.
Yeah.
Seems right.
Oh, church bells. I think we know what's happening here. Now that's a wedding bell. That's a wedding bell if I ever heard it. Oh.
Aww.
Oh. Oh. Oh, throwing rice. Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Hey, outlaw for an in-law.
Oh, so good. Also, oh. I love that, yeah, see the crown fits him because he's got the beautiful mane.
Exactly.
And it's funny, he only appears for like 3 seconds, but I have really vivid memories of King Richard's like design. Yeah. Hilarious.
But he's only there.
He's only there for like that one shot, I'm a little pretty bit. Sure. Oh.
She's never been so happy. Oh, throwing the bouquet. Who's going to get it? Oh. Little kid. I don't remember her name.
I don't remember either. I don't know.
Skippy was the boy. They were calling him Skippy.
I love how it's the royal rock rock.
Yeah.
Pile.
It's not just any. Oh, oh. Crossbow safety. Really taking a hit.
Oh. Hey.
Hit the heart.
There it is.
There we go.
I wonder if that's Cinderella's
carriage. Ordalali, ordalali.
Oh. Are we going to count these?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to.
So that's another four.
That's another four. There was a lot of ordalalis at the start and then they petered out, which I'm disappointed in.
That is disappointing.
That would be my one disappointment, really.
Beautiful.
I liked it. Fun times. I really don't feel like I've ever really seen it. Like watching it.
Tragedy.
Maybe I feel like I've seen bits of it. So maybe I watched it when I was on TV, you know, little bits and pieces here.
Yeah.
But I don't really recall watching it as a whole. Or if I did, I forgot it all.
Good adaptation. It's true to
fun
the...
Fun time.
To the... You know,
the time period
into the source material.
Loved the language choices.
Good language. Very, very wide vocabulary.
The alliteration used to insult people.
Beautiful.
Love a good insult using alliteration.
It wasn't just pompous.
No.
Because we know that is the go-to Disney insult.
Exactly.
Mm.
But no, we had...
Had a whole menagerie of words.
Oh, we did indeed. A smorgasbord, a cornucopia, some would say.
But good fun. Like,
yeah. No, I like it.
Yeah. Relatable. Had like some good tension going. Bit of romance.
I still think the turtle's my favorite.
The turtle
the
is
turtle.
The turtle.
Little
is
turtle.
Great.
And even a lady cluck kids. Was kind of, yeah. Oh,
oh,
quality.
Good, good quality.
A good time.
And I feel like I could watch my kids watch that with very little, you know how like sometimes you watch things and you're like, oh, I kind of need to explain.
Yeah, or like, oh, could be a bit much.
Or like,
yeah.
Not censor, but kind of like, oh, remember, blah, blah, blah. But it's just a good, fun time.
Yeah.
And everyone... You know, stands up to the bad guy. It's good. Quality film.
Yeah. Would recommend.
Oh. Well, you know I would recommend it. So anyway, hope you enjoyed. Whether this is your first time or a rewatch for Robin Hood, hope you enjoyed it. It's fabulous. I do recommend watching with closed captions.
Yes.
I do enjoy closed captions.
I feel like that you got the full quality. Of the
and
language and a few little things in there.
Oh, I just love when it describes actions
what's
or like
happening.
The type of music that it is. Or, it just adds
yeah,
something
adds
to
a
it,
little something.
You know? But then sometimes the dialogue moves on and you like miss little bits and pieces, I find it's like, oh, okay, they're actually saying this or that, or they'll refer to names and you're like, oh, that's what that one's called or whatever. No, good time. Good times. And the music, yes.
Mm.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, first watch with me of 2020.
Of 2020.
It's only October. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. It's been a year.
Oh, it has been a year. So, yes, we will have to get going with maybe we can fit one more in.
Maybe one more for the year. We'll
before
see.
The end of the year. I mean, we don't want to push it.
We don't want to do too crazy.
No, no. But anyway, hope you enjoyed. We're going to finish this now.
Sign on off.
And I'm going to try and get this baby to bed. Oh, because he's tired. I'm tired. We all need to go to bed. But anyway, thank you, listeners. And keep watching Disney. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.